Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, actor, author, intellectual, movie director, video director, designer of album covers, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight. Hi, how are you, everybody? Well, this is a new year, 2023, and what I have talked about, you know, going for dreams, you know, my music industry. One thing that I noticed online is that, you know, I have had people try to underestimate my dreams. You know, people have made false allegations, as I put on Twitter, that I was Latino Mexican, which was not true. They have put blue covers and tried to cover up my face so people wouldn't notice me. I wanted to tell you I am not Mexican. I am an African American person. I'm black. Second of all, they have lied that I had a social worker conservatorship. I do not. I'm very high functioning. I'm too independent. They have lied. They may have lied to try to underestimate my dreams and underestimate me. As I said before, they made up there were allegations that they licensed my songs. They got money from samples. They should not have. I want to let you know that even though I do a little rap here and there, I'm not a rapper. I'm a singer. Rock, pop, singer. So I hope you know who the real Dove Knight is. So when you're here, I really want to be with you. I really want to get to know you. All that stuff, I do own those songs, and I'm in control of it. And my rock songs. No, I did not give permission for, I did not sign away my songs either. I would never do that, you know, being a struggling singer, songwriter, musician. I wanted to let you know that because I want no more fraudulent lies about me and my artistry. So that should be the end of it. I wanted to let you know they have, I released a new song, but on my podcast, I played it on my podcast. It was a live version. So I want you to listen to some of it. I played it on my podcast. I did it so many times, you know. So, you know, that's what I want you to do. And I'm going to get back to all this because this is the real me. I don't, you know, I talk about these issues because I want people to know who Dove Knight really is and where the music is coming from. When you hear a pop song or you hear me playing a keyboard, you have to know who Dove Knight is. I don't want somebody out there making up stories about me or putting wrong picture. Even had this Latin guy or Arab guy in the gown as me, and that was not me. It was a mistake. It was somebody doing that fraudulently. Here, but off that topic, I am an African-American man. Even though I have those sunglasses on, I am African-American man. Here's my song that I released. I do love you. I want my house to come true.
I hope you're listening.
So that was an old show, you know, from, you know, that I, it was released as a single. So one of my shows, I played it on live. I had a keyboard in front, right by the microphone. So I sung and played it. I didn't have, the microphone was not an actual microphone. It was near the computer. And I wanted to let you know that it's really difficult to play if I'm playing with a computer. Because the computer could go off and I have to stop my piano and stop singing to make sure I'm on computer. So But I enjoy doing that. That was one of the songs that was released on Legacy Songs and Beyond Goodbye For Now. That was the album. If you look at it, you're seeing my face, you know, brown face with glasses and a hat. That's me. You know, I designed that album cover. You see my name on the side. If you can see blurry, Dove Knight with a star. That was, you know, what I mean by that, it was just, you know, happy face. I just done that as it symbolizes being happy and feeling good about myself. Well, anyway, it was good to do. All the songs on that album, Legacy Songs of Beyond, Goodbye For Now, Rock and Pop, I am credited and was involved in the songwriting, producing, and it was great to do. I've written so many songs, and I have 377 compositions on BMI. So I feel proud of myself for that, but still, I'm a struggling artist. Now, I'm going to tell you, let you know this. There are people who said, oh, I'm, you know, I'm not struggling with it. I am struggling. I'm still an unknown singer. I want to let you know there are people, there's somebody with Dove Knight with a little, it's like this rap, you know, with a bird next to it. That's not me. Because Dove Knight is my actual legal name. So I want you to differentiate between the real Dove Knight and any frauds. So I want no fraudulent lines about me and my artistry. Because if I'm putting out music to you for you to enjoy, I want to be honest and fair to you and good to you as much as possible. I don't want people to think I'm something that I'm not. So don't listen to anything that's negative. Now, if you hear another allegation or if you hear somebody say that they're Dove Knight, check who they are and check their ID. Check to see if they have the BMI account with my songs on it and so on. Also, I was never signed to know some major label. I was only on the indie label. I struggle. I'm not making much money. I'm like, I still been struggling for years. I paid my dues. And I'm not a rapper. I'm not Latino. I'm not Arab. I am African American. And don't listen to false allegations that, oh, I'm not well or I'm too fat. That's not what I want to hear. The 2003 New Year's resolution is to just be positive, and I want people to know who Dove Knight really is. No false allegations, because dream killers and narcissists and sociopaths take away dreams. I can't let somebody take away my dream. I have people come over here to try to undermine my potential. These people are up to no good. I want to let you, as advice, stay away from negative people. I have people all the time trying to press my buttons. They're jealous of me. Jealous of, because I had people who, honestly, when I said those stories about people coming over here 20 years old with jealousy, something wrong with that picture. You don't spend 20 years on something because they don't want to see me. Say, that's crazy. So also, as far as acting, I acted in my own videos and I did acting, but I'm pretty much a singer, songwriter, musician for the most part. So I am not just an actor. So I saw something that said Dove Knight is acting. Dove Knight is not, I'm more of a singer, songwriter than a musician than an actor. I'm more of a singer, songwriter, musician. I only acted very little. I did act a little parts, but I consider myself an actor because I act in my own videos and stuff, but I'm not just an actor. So remember that. I'm not just an actor. Don't listen to that. That's another false allegation. I am a singer, songwriter, actor, musician. I design my album covers. I design my design videos. I am an author. I'm intellectual. And I'm definitely a podcaster. Picture of of my podcast is the same as the album cover. So that's who I am. So I want people to know that. All, you know, because we have to know who I really am. I say this because I dealt with things I should not be dealing with, you know? You know, it's about being an artist, but being truthful and honest. You can check BMI. You can contact BMI Broadcast Music Incorporated. It's a major song licensing organization. They deal with publishing and deal with the music business. If you want to contact me, I have all those songs. I'm connected. No, I did not sign them away. Right? You know, you can look it up, my song, because I still own it.
So, you know, I dealt with so much stuff. I even dealing with people mentioning 38 years, but we all have to stay sane and be careful. What I mean by that is as an artist, but also more important as a person, we need to be careful who we deal with. And what we know is about knowledge, knowledge of who I am. So I got tired of seeing it on the internet or in my life. People have to be careful who we deal with. I even had a song, Struggle, you know, Struggle. And I heard somebody, you know, I did not release it. Here it is. I might release that song. That's a hard rock song. I have done that a long time ago. That was a totally different era. So. Yeah, it's hard rock. I was a hard rock, a punk singer, a hard rock. When I came out to Hollywood in L.A. a long time ago, but I evolved. But I want to let you know who I was and who I am. And, you know, if you have a dream, may it come true. That's why I've written that song, I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True, because it's about what I'm doing. It's about precisely what I came out here to do. And it's also about, you know, the story of someone going for a dream. And dreams are supposed to come true, not to be broken. But I wanted to let you know that if you have any questions about my new song, which is live, you know, the new song, which is the old, which is, I'm playing my keyboard on live, I'm just playing it, or any of the other songs, let me know. I'm sorry if I sound either off or a little melancholy. It's not, that's not my intention. It's just to tell it like it is. Because in order to be a positive person, to be happy, which I desire to be, I have to get out whatever's under the rug in order to be cleansed and be a healthy person. Because I'm a very good person. And I want people to know who I am. You know, who I really am, who my music is coming from. So I leave it this to you. And, you know, the new song, I Do Love You and I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True live. My podcast is available as a single. I hope you consider listening. You can listen on YouTube. You can listen to it on Spotify. If you have any questions about what I have said, you can contact me at DuffNightLove22 Twitter. You can contact me on Twitter, Duff Knight, professional singer, songwriter for real. Anything else, you know? Because, you know, it's a new year's and I hope you guys celebrate it. I know there's a lot of celebrations have happened. And I wish you a great new year. But I'm going to be back with another show. So good day. Good night. And Duff Knight.